This is the day we set aside to honor Americans killed in service to our country, and we want to do that now with the family of one of the fallen. U.S. Army Corporal Jordan Good was killed in Afghanistan on August 11, 2007. He was the lead driver in a five-truck convoy when a roadside bomb exploded under his vehicle. He was 21 years old. Jordan grew up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's where his parents still live. And Sherry and Tony Good join us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony and Sherry, how are you two doing?
Pretty good, I guess, depending on the day.
Doing pretty good. This is always a difficult time of year for us, of course.
Absolutely. You know, I had a chance to read a little about your son, Jordan, that he was adventurous and fearless and he loved to skateboard. And wow, Sherry, his smile, I bet he just melted your heart growing up.
Yeah, he did. And a lot of girls.
Oh my gosh, you all had the problem of a lot of girls. Tell us a little about him.
Where do I start? He was our middle child. He was a big protector of his brothers. You always wanted Jordan on your side because he would go to the ends of the earth to protect you and make sure that everything was okay. He was an artist. He actually had a scholarship to go to art school, and he chose not to do that.
He was that guy. It started at an early age. He must have been about 5 years old when it first cracked out. And he protected his older brothers from some problem bullies he was having on a bus one day. We were both standing at the door with our mouths open.
What a leader he was. What do you think it was in him that really brought out those leadership qualities in him?
It's just his love for people. I took him to work with me one day when he was about 13 or 14. All the women that I worked with after he left said, "You can bring him back anytime."
Jordan enlisted in 2005. Why did he want to join?
A few reasons, actually. He had just found out that his girlfriend was pregnant. He wanted to provide for his family. They ended up getting married, and that was his push. He didn't want to go to college. It would take too long, and he wanted the best for his little girl.
And I also think that I recall when he was in middle school, 9/11 had just occurred. He came home that day, and it was one of those events that changed all of us. But, you know, you never suspect that it would affect a young person that hard. And we had many, many conversations about 9/11 from all sides of it. And I think that was one of those things where he thought maybe, you know, if he got involved, that he could be a help.
Yeah.
He joined because he wanted to provide for his daughter, Amira, your granddaughter. Mm-hmm. She was just 2 years old when he was killed. And now she's a teenager.
Yeah.
What is she like?
Oh, she is a she version of him. She looks like him. She acts like him. She's a jokester like him. She truly embodies him.
You know, Sherry, I opened up those photos that you all sent, and I knew that was his daughter the moment I saw her. I just thought, if that's not his daughter, I don't know who is. She does look just like him. She reminds you a lot of him.
A lot.
Yes, she does.
Every day.
Yep. And especially in her humor. She has taken his place as the humorist in our house.
Jordan met his wife, Aubrey, around the same age your granddaughter is now. I mean, so much time mm-hmm. has passed. Do you mm-hmm. all think about that often?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that much time has went by and to watch her grow into a young woman who will soon be graduating, you know? It's kind of like a full circle moment, I guess, and not a great one. Because he's not here to share it.
Yeah. You know, we often ask families who have lost loved ones this really unfair question of, does it get any easier over time? And it is an unfair question, isn't it? Because it lives with you every second of the day.
It does. I tell people it's different. It gets different, not easier, because that hole is always in your heart. For sure. But when you meet people along the way, like when we go to TAPS events and we meet other parents who are going through the same thing, it definitely eases the path for us to walk.
And TAPS stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. It's an organization for other families like you.
Yeah, TAPS has been has become a huge part of our family, allowing us to grieve it's hard to say positive fashion, but they help in so many ways with all the resources they provide and all the programs mm-hmm. that are available to us, and especially connecting people with people who understand each other, who get the grief, who understand the difficulty of being surviving parents of lost loved ones to anything connected. If they were involved with the military and they were in an automobile accident or it was a suicide, TAPS is there for people. Just a wonderful program.
It definitely sounds like it. You know, why it's so important to check in with families like yours is because we also have to understand the loss and we have to grieve with you because of the sacrifice your son made on behalf of all of us. How will you be remembering him today?
We'll go through his pictures. We'll go through his last videos. We'll talk about him.
We'll share stories. It's difficult. We'll cry. And we'll laugh and we'll eat some of his favorite foods.
Yeah.
Oh, what are some of his favorite foods?
Oh gosh. He loved my macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. I was gonna say that. Mac and cheese, mom's mac and cheese.
You bet.
That was his favorite, and he always asked me to make it, and he told everybody about it, which is just hilarious to me. And chicken was his thing. Chicken, no matter what.
You know, it occurred to me that I brought up the attributes that we know based on the writing about your son. But what is it that you'd like for us to know about him?
He was a wonderful, loving, spirited young man who doted on his daughter and his wife. He was very serious about his commitment to the military. And, you know, I'd love to hear his voice again now when he called me home. He called me up when he jumped out of an airplane and his jump master gave him the phone and told him, you need to call somebody and tell him what you did. And it was the most excited I ever heard him in all my life. Many calls ensued after that. They were all calls, you know, looking forward to being home and seeing family, and just a very loving young man who was always in your corner.
It helps to talk about him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does quite a bit. It helps a lot. And that's another one of those opportunities we get when we go to the TAPS events is we get the opportunities to talk about those attributes and the attributes of other folks who put that uniform on at different times throughout all these conflicts. 30 years ago, there probably wasn't anything like this. And now, you know, so many survivors later, here we are. And, you know, again, we have all the resources that my granddaughter's been able to go to things mm-hmm. like good grief camps. I've been to a few retreats
for men,
men's retreats in Montana and Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they actually really helped me open up because I was rather resistant to talking about this. And it's really brought me out of my shell in that regard. And now I'm able to, you know, help other people in that situation as a peer mentor. And Sherry is also a mentor. And I've just received my first assignment. And
how are you feeling? What is your assignment?
We just talk with other survivors.
What an important role, an important but also probably an honor for you.
It is an honor to be able to help someone else walk that path, so to speak.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you something. We want to have a little piece of Jordan to go out on. Can you tell us what his favorite song was or maybe favorite musical artist?
Anything that had to do with rap or hip hop.
Yeah.
Tupac. Mm-hmm.
And Bone Thugs, I Hope You Never Forget Me. That was Jordan's song.
Yeah.
That was his song.
Yeah.
Sherry and Tony Good, their son, Army Corporal Jordan Good, was killed in Afghanistan in 2007. Sherry and Tony, thank you for sharing a bit of him with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.